Hey guys, just a heads up. This podcast contains adult language and occasionally has adult themes. If you are under the age of 18, you need to click away. No, seriously, if you are a child or someone who's going to be judging me around the dinner table, you need to find another podcast. Thanks. Welcome to Panda Talks. I'm Panda.
And I'm Brady.
And you know what, Brady? We never set an intention this year for our podcast. We never said make a better podcast or anything like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm realizing?
What?
I think we need to get back to our roots. We need to get back to our nerdy core and talk about nerd things, because that's who we are. And we kind of strayed away from that for a little bit, didn't we?
Yeah, we've kind of... I would say we're sterile. We're still in an experimental phase.
yeah. Yes, we did.
We don't really know what's gonna...
No, we don't.
We kind of like to do everything.
Well, before we move on to today's topic, I think a round of applause is in order for our last podcast episode we put out about Slytherin. It was a rousing success. Very arousing and very successful. and I felt good about that episode. Like, that's the kind of content I want to make. So let's try to replicate that.
Okay.
So today's topic, as usual, came to me via TikTok. It was called the One Piece Check with my bestie, and then you just say who's your favorite, whatever. And then back and forth.
And your bestie couldn't be here, so I'm here.
Yeah, unfortunately, she's not talking to me, so... I got the second best thing. I got my husband.
I just made a joke, and you took it to somewhere dark.
I mean, don't I always?
Yeah, I guess.
Alright, so... I have made a rule for myself, and I have excluded Zoro from my list, because we all know he is my bae... I ain't nothing but loyal. I'm a loyal bitch. He's been my bae since I was 12. So I think it was just really unfair to the rest of the Straw Hat crew. So he was not allowed on my list. Unless it was... He might be on here... I don't even think I put him on here. So he's excluded from my list just because it's obviously biased. So yeah, some of these are like second favorites or whatever, but... You know, we just had to do that for me, because...
Dang it, we might have some matches there, because I didn't put him on my list either.
Well, that's fine. Why, is he your favorite?
No, I just was like, oh, he's going to be... I was thinking of your answers as I was doing mine, so I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
Why couldn't we share answers?
We could, but I just wanted it to be different for variety.
Okay, well, Zoro will not be on my list, so... Should we just get started?
Yeah, let's just jump into it.
Let's just jump. Who are we, Philip DeFranco?
No, I was being PewDiePie mocking Philip DeFranco.
Okay, well.
I don't think he mocks him, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, just tries to be like him because Phil is daddy. He hates when people call him that. So, all right, One Piece check. I don't know what to call this episode. Our likes and dislikes about One Piece, I guess. I don't know. Who is your favorite Straw Hat, Brady?
You want me to go first?
Yeah, I asked you first.
Excuse me. Sorry. Bless you. We're both kind of sick.
We're okay. This really fun thing happens in Utah. It's called the inversion. If you don't know what that is, it's all the shit and pollution gets trapped in our beautiful mountains and makes us sound like hell. So... There's actually clearer skies today than it has been all weekend, and I'm actually doing a lot better than I was, so.
And I had some one-day flu type thing yesterday.
Okay.
But.
Brady's a hypo. I was actually talking about this with a client, because she works in the ER, so she says she constantly maximizes and minimizes things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm overreacting, but. Like, she all does it to herself. I'm like, that's me and my husband, except for he's a hypochondriac, and I will, like, be on my deathbed before I admit I'm sick.
I know. I thought about that because Of course, your first thought's always going to be, oh, I got COVID because everybody has COVID right now. And then I'm like, I don't want to say this because Amanda's going to make fun of me. And then I was like, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be having a full-on heart attack. And I'm not going to want to tell you because you're going to tell me I'm making it up. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to go lay down. And then you'll come and check on me and I'll be cold as ice. And you'll be like,
You can drive yourself to the
hey,
hospital.
wake up.
Why can't you
Wake
just
up.
be like your dad and just go, son of a bitch, and just take off in your truck to the hospital and not tell anyone, and then we just get a phone call saying, hey, I
Well,
broke my ankle.
you know, there's like, have a heart attack while you're driving and you're wrecking a tree like Macho Man.
Anyways, I feel like you're deflecting. Do you have a favorite straw hat?
Oh, my favorite straw hat is Luffy.
Ooh, my OG.
Yeah. Because he is, and I'm not gonna beat around the bush, he is easily the most entertaining person
Oh, 1,000%. I mean,
on.
do you remember the first couple episodes when he alone held up the show? Like, there was no crew, it was him.
Well, and he's like, I don't know, it's, I've always been drawn to the characters that are like him and Goku, and there's all the different
Naruto,
characters
yeah.
where it's like they're funny and they're goofy and they're whatever, but then when you need to be serious, you're not gonna find anybody more serious. So I don't know. He's been my favorite since, I guess, episode one. And
It's hard not to love him.
I mean, there's some times where you're like, oh my gosh, you're kind of an idiot. But then there's other times where he's like, we gotta find this thing's butthole and fast, which is completely
Oh
out of
shit.
context.
I so freaking wish I had episodes memorized so I can be like, oh yeah, ayo, check out this episode and this time. Just go watch the Skypiea arc.
It's
But
towards the end, but yeah, it's one of the better lines of the show.
oh, I guess I thought about putting that in this list of questions. Favorite line of the show, but then I'm like, there's so many lines. I don't I'm gonna come back to that fave line, but I can't think of like my least favorite line.
Yeah, you
But
can put that as my favorite line.
we've gotta find this
Just
thing's
throw it on
butthole
there.
and fast.
Yeah.
So my favorite straw hat, I have a part one and part two because it's kind of a tie, and I'm gonna give it to this other straw hat just because he's been in my life longer at this point. But it's a pretty close. It's like literally a hair that separates them. But my favorite is Brook, because he's like he said with Luffy, like he's a silly goofy, but like he's such a badass, and he kind of pisses me off a little bit because he seriously is like, he kind of falls like down to the Usopp and Nami area, where he's just like screaming and throwing a fit and running around and like can't concentrate because he's so scared. But it's like you are one of the stronger fucking Straw Hats, so like you get that goofy side. He's so funny. I love his skull jokes. Like, he's a total badass. I just wish he would bring it up a notch. Like, he could still be that silly, oh, I'm scared. But it's when he just cowers, and it's like you can take out a whole freaking room by yourself, you know? But I love Brook. And he's a skeleton. How do you not love him?
Yeah.
My second favorite, no one asked for, but like I said, he's worth mentioning, is Boss Jinbei. Just because he's just such a freaking powerhouse. And the only reason he's not before Brook is just because I've just been following the show for longer with Brook, you know, and Jinbei's new. And spoiler alerts for anyone not caught up. But yeah, there's my one and two. Who would your least favorite Straw Hat be?
My least favorite.
I have a feeling we might share this one, and it's okay.
It's Nami.
Samesies.
Like,
She's such a bitch.
she's fine, but she just like she has too many tendencies like that get on my nerves.
Yes.
And she doesn't bring like, because usually when there's something like, oh, this person sucks, at this, but they're super good at this. Like, she doesn't have that. You know, it's like, oh, this person's a terrible, you know, like, let's use Zoro as an example. Like, he's a terrible navigator. Like, he gets lost all the time, but he's a great fighter. And
Well, you
it's like,
basically described the opposite of Nami because she's a great navigator. And they've proven that time and time again, how she like predicts the weather, tells them where to go. Like she's great at that, but then she's just
yeah, but she
like,
can't.
I'm gonna hide on the ship while everyone fights.
Well, anytime she gets in a fight, you're just like, well, this is gonna be a boring fight.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they try to make it like, oh, it's gonna be exciting, and then you're just like, no, this is just boring.
True that, true that.
But yeah, so I would say it's her. Like, does she have her moments? Yeah, I think everybody gets their moments when you don't completely loathe them, but as for everybody else, I feel like there's been everybody else I'm pretty invested in as a character. And like even her backstory, I'm like, oh, it's just kind of shitty. Which is funny because she voices Uraraka from My Hero. And they're like the same person but different because both
Because you
of
don't
them,
hate Uraraka.
well, Uraraka's like, they're like, why did you become a hero? And she's like, I became a hero to get money. And you're like, oh, that's kind of messed up. And then you find out like she wanted money because her family's been poor her whole life and she wants to help me. Like, okay, that's nice. And then Nami's like, well, I want money to do this. And then like later on, she's just like, well, I just want money. That's all
Yeah,
that
like she
matters.
never lost that characteristic. Yeah, I see what you mean.
And she's like, money comes before everybody
Literally
else.
anyone
And
else.
I'm like,
But they
well,
had to make that her character trope.
yeah, like Ochako. That's such a weird name. Uraraka, which is also a weird name. Like she's like, oh, I'll help all of my friends before money, but at the end of the day she's like, I would still like some money, please.
Yeah. All right. Who's your favorite villain?
I racked my brain because I was like, who did I like the most? And then who did I liked probably the most, I'm gonna go with Crocodile because he was the most interesting for a long time. Like, his character design's cool, his powers are pretty cool, and you're like, man, he's kind of a badass. And then just his whole demeanor is cool. Like, he's a cool bad guy. And then my backup, because I was kind of torn, I'm like, I love slash hate this character so much, and it's Smoker.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot about Smoker! I love
Yeah.
Smoker. I really love him.
Because he's like super cool, and he's not like he's a bad guy, but he's not a bad guy like the other people are bad guys. He's a bad guy with like his own code kind of thing.
Yeah,
Like,
like he's the enemy of the Straw Hats, but then they have like one of the first scenes upon meeting him, and they're playing him off like this hard ass military man, and a kid bumps into him. And spills his ice cream on his pants, and Smoker's like, "Oh, I'm sorry about that." You know, like, nice to a kid. So it in a show where they drive like how corrupt the government is and how like the Marines are all dicks. Like it shows Smoker, and he's like,
yeah.
who could have just, you know, kicked the kid or told him to screw off, and he's just like, "Oh, I'm sorry," and is like shows like that kindness, you know.
Yeah, like he's there for the right reasons and he's not there for like the wrong reasons kind of thing. Like most people are like, "Oh, I'm a Marine. I get to do whatever I want." And he's just kind of like, "No, I'm a Marine, but I'm just here like to and uphold the law and make sure everybody's safe."
And doesn't he at one point even have that like moral crossroad? I think it is in Alabasta when all that shit comes out about Crocodile, and he's like, well, technically the Straw Hats helped to liberate this country, but they're still criminals.
Yeah.
Didn't he? I swear he had like a moral crossroad like that, and then I really like Smoker. He's a great character. He's got a badass devil fruit too.
Yeah.
So
Mine
that's your
is.
he sorry, that's your least favorite is
No, he was tied for
oh, tied for your favorite.
my least favorite. I would say the one that has caused me more annoyance than anybody in the show is Blackbeard.
Me too. Fuck Blackbeard, he can eat a chode.
Well, I was like, this guy's pretty cool when you first meet him, and then later on you're just like, dude, this guy's such a
Oh my
piece of
gosh, I
shit.
can't stand him. Like, he's the ultimate bad guy because he's like backstabbed. He backstabbed you because the first time Luffy meets him, he's like encouraging and like a friend. And then he's just like the whole like, and we'll get into this in a second, but this whole like betrayal with Whitebeard. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Well, it was at first the betrayal of Ace, but ultimately that was the betrayal of Whitebeard, you know? It was between Blackbeard and Buggy, because Buggy's kind of that villain you love to hate. You know, like he's a funny dude, but sometimes he's like, he's a little much. But ultimately, Blackbeard is the biggest douche of the show. So this one was also kind of hard because there's so many good villains in One Piece. And right now, I'm kind of torn between Queen and Kaido. Kaido is so fucking badass. I am obsessed with his character design. He looks so freaking cool. His devil fruit's cool, and he looks awesome in that form as well. But I think I gotta give it to Queen, just because he's just, I mean, he has a whole freaking dance number.
Well, and that's like what's funny is like watching the show, and I'm just like, these people are like 40 feet tall.
Yeah.
And I mean, they have giants on the show, so I'm gonna be like, oh, they're giants or whatever. But I'm just like, holy shit, is like, are these normal people? Because I know his like whole, I know more than most people. But at the same time, I'm like, man, he's freaking, the dude's tall as a mountain.
Yeah.
But.
No, I, yeah. I think my other least favorite character might be Big Mom. She's so annoying, but I don't know. Sorry, that just popped into my head because of where I'm at in the
Yeah,
series.
she's pretty bad.
But I think Kaido, not Kaido, Blackbeard ultimately gets it for me.
Yeah, he's oh.
All right. Favorite waifu, keeping in mind that on this show, waifu just means like just love interest, doesn't have to be man or woman. Waifu just sounds better than husband do. So
Yeah.
waifu it is. I think I know yours.
I was gonna say Boa.
Hell yeah, I knew yours. No, she's fine, dude.
Well,
She's fine.
she's one of the characters where you're like, all right, like she can legit hold her own,
And that's always
and
sexy.
she is hot, and
She
she's,
is.
like it'd be nice to have some people like that where you're like, I don't have to worry about them, because I feel like, well, Robin's good, but I'm like, Nami, if she gets in a fight, you're always like, oh, she's gonna get her ass kicked. Somebody's gotta go save her. But like Boa, I'm like, ah, she can hold her own. She'll do just fine.
Oh yeah. This one was challenging for me because there's so many hotties in freaking One Piece, like Eva. God, I love Eva so much. Boa, obviously, like you'd be crazy not to see her as a waifu. I'm almost surprised Hollow Girl wasn't mentioned. Purnia?
What is her name?
Is it Purnia?
Perona.
Perona. Thought she'd be an honorable mention for you, but
Yeah, I like her. She's cool. So she's probably up. She'd probably be if I had like.
your favorite villain.
No, if I had like a top.
Oh.
Like five, she'd be in the top five.
So ultimately, and this is new in the newer season, it's Yamato. He's freaking, I love him because he's just as crazy as Luffy. And like that's how they bond. Well, they bond over Ace, but he's just like,
Which one's Yamato?
he's Kaido's son.
Oh, the one with the big mace.
Basically Kaido's son read Odin's diary, connected with him, and then was like, okay, I'm Odin now. And changed his gender. Well, just his pronoun, I guess. And he identifies as Odin, but, like, again, he's powerful. He's Odin's son. So, like, not Odin's son. Damn, I haven't seen Odin this whole time. Kaido's son. So he's got, like, he's, like, as powerful as, I guess not as powerful as Kaido, but, you know, he's, like, powerful like Kaido. We've only seen a little bit of his, like, power so far in the anime, but he's, like, taken down some of the top, like, performers or henchmen of Kaido. I'm about to watch him open up a can of whoop-ass. Finally, I will say one annoying thing that's happened with him is, Momonosuke and Shinobi, the son of Odin and a little ninja chick who's taking care of him, like, meet Yamato, and then Luffy's like, oh, hey, he's cool. He's gonna protect you. But then they're like, this bitch is crazy because it's this big voluptuous woman claiming to be Odin. So obviously, and then they just, like, ran away from him, like, for freaking 4 episodes, and I'm like, oh my hell. Trust Luffy. This is a waste of my damn time, but now Yamato's about to prove his worth to him. To them. And, anyway, so that's my long rant, just to say Yamato's my favorite waifu. No runner-ups. Strictly Yamato. Okay, maybe Eva's a runner-up, but...
Okay.
Okay.
Right on.
Who's your favorite captain?
My favorite captain... This one was hard for me.
This is a hard one.
Because I'm like, well, I like Luffy, but I've already said Luffy. So I was trying to think of outside of whoever. And the two that I got were probably my favorite is Shanks. And then my second favorite is Whitebeard.
Yeah, it's hard because there's so many great captains. Like, because I thought, obviously you can't, without thinking Goldie Roger, Whitebeard, you know, even Garp.
Yeah.
I love Garp, and I can't remember his name, but that blind marine captain, that dude's pretty tits. Law, like, freaking love Law, but for me, I gotta just, oh, and Shanks. Shanks is amazing. But ultimately, I think I need to land on Luffy just because I ain't nothing but a loyal bitch and he's my captain. Like,
yeah,
been with him since I was a 12-year-old, so.
Well, I think that's kind of like where the whole Shanks thing comes in, is because when you meet Shanks, you don't really know that he's a badass, I guess. You kind of like watch it. Sorry, I'm leaning back. You watch it and he just meets Luffy as a kid and single-handedly saves him from a sea king, which is this giant...
I see what you did there.
A giant sea monster. And he ends up, like, losing his arm for it. And later in the show, you find out, like, those things are freaking, like, ridiculous. And he just, like, you know, lost his arm, but he saved Luffy. And then this dude is just, like... pretty much everywhere he goes, he's just the baddest guy. But when you first meet him, you're like, oh, this is just some pirate. Like, he's just some nice guy. And, yeah, he's, like, one of the baddest dudes on the show.
Absolutely. Who's your least favorite captain?
I didn't think about this one. You can go and come back to me.
For me, it's... and there's a lot of douchebags out there. But for me, it's Foxy. I know he's one of the, like, character favorites amongst the voice actors. But he's just so useless.
Yeah, like, he's entertaining, but he's just, like... At the end of the day, you're just like,
I can't with this guy.
I remember getting so annoyed at that arc, because I was just like...
Well, that arc was a fun arc.
It was a fun arc, but I was just like, dude, I'm ready to move on.
Yeah, it did. I don't know. I have a hard time saying it because I did enjoy that arc from beginning to end, but at some point you kind of are just like, oh my gosh. But then what bugged me is when they brought him back for a Waterworld episode, and I'm like, they could have bumped into anyone. Why did we bump into Foxy again? So for me, it's Foxy, but like, there's a ton of shitty captains out there, but I think he's just my biggest annoyance. Like, if we bump into him again, I'm just gonna be like, oh my hell.
Excuse
Did
me.
you think of yours, or are you copping out?
My least favorite captain. I have no freaking clue. I guess if I had to pick one, it would have to be Big Mom, kind of like you said, is your least favorite villain. Just because everything I've seen of her, I'm just like, oh, she's annoying.
And she's a terrible mother.
Yeah, she's not a fun character to watch. So I'm gonna go with Big Mom.
All right, cool. What is your favorite arc?
You skipped the swordsman question.
Yeah, that's because when I was writing these down off the TikTok and I was simultaneously talking to you, I said, I think I'm gonna add in favorite arc, and I wrote that down instead of favorite swordsman. So
Okay.
we're gonna do that first because that's how I wrote
Okay. I was just like, oh, you didn't want to pick Zoro, so you just took the whole question out.
it. No.
My favorite arc, I think we've talked about it. My favorite arc is the Thriller Bark.
Oh, that is such a good arc. Hey, that's my runner up because that was up till recently my favorite arc as well.
Well, it's like I said, I just love Halloween stuff, creepy. And that's like, as far as that show goes, that's the only thing that we've gotten is like zombies and monsters. And I mean, you get monsters, but not like, that type of monsters. So.
It had such a good atmosphere. My only complaint about it was I felt like it didn't last long enough. Like, you barely get into it, and then all of a sudden, it's over.
No, I'll agree with that. It was like, I felt the same. Sorry, I didn't really have anything to add. I was just like, same thing. I felt like, man, we're getting into the good stuff, and then it was like, okay, this one's pretty much over.
Yeah.
So, and I'll parlay that into my least favorite. My least favorite was Skypiea, much for the opposite reason. Like, I didn't hate Skypiea. Like, most of it was really entertaining, but it was just like I felt like it was so long to me. Like, they fly up in the sky, they're like, oh, we're gonna go to this place, and then, oh, you hear about this bad guy, he's a real bad guy, whatever, and then it's like, okay, well, they're gonna go, oh, they gotta go to another place, and then you're gonna hear more about this bad guy. Like, I just feel like it took forever to actually get to the battle. And it wasn't like in Thriller Bark, I'm like, oh, you can wait to get to the battle because I'm totally into watching this. I'm super into watching it. I just love this whole bit, but with Skypiea, I was just like, it's fine, but I'm ready for it to be over. And it's nothing against it. I was just like, we were trying to like speed run the show, and I feel like that was my Dexter season 3.
Yeah. I liked Skypiea. I know you always complain about it, but I don't know. A little unoriginal with lines like a shark in the sky. A sky shark? But I thought it was just such a cool concept, 'cause what are clouds made of? Water. So they're just like, get the ship up there and they're floating on water. And I don't know. I was invested. I really liked that one. That was actually where 4Kids dub ended. And then when I finally found it, One Piece on Adult Swim, that's about where it picked up, was like right there. So that's where I started watching it again, and it didn't last too long on Adult Swim. And then I eventually had to, like, start watching it on the internet, and the English was up to Alabasta. And then everything after Alabasta I watched in Japanese. But yeah, that's, like, the first time I picked it up. Well, no, that can't be right, because it was in English on 4Dub.
4Kids.
Or not 4Kids, Adult Swim. And I just remember they talked about the knock-up stream and going from this, like 4Kids, where everything is so freaking
PG.
PG. Sanji doesn't smoke, he has a lollipop, to go to, like, okay, now Sanji's smoking, he doesn't have his crazy New York accent, and they're gonna find the knock-up stream? What the heck? You know, but, I don't know, maybe that's why I have a special place in my heart for it, is because just for the fact that that's kind of the first place I picked it up after the travesty that was 4Kids, but...
Yeah.
You know, I've recently started listening to the It's Always Sunny podcast. Highly recommend it. It's really good. But at one point, Glenn Howard...
Howerton.
Gets mad at Rob McElhenney and Charlie Day and says, I didn't sign up to be the host of this podcast. Why don't you guys ask me questions?
You want me to ask you what your favorite is?
I could just continue to just introduce myself. That's fine. All right. My favorite arc.
I couldn't remember what question we were on.
Oh. Brady Gordon, ladies and gentlemen. My favorite arc is the Land of Wano. And that's the one that we're currently on. It's so freaking good. This is seriously the best they've had. Like, it's just... And, you know, Zoro's my favorite. And it's like this season was made for him. Like, he's just, like... He's really shining. Like, he's a badass. And, I mean, basically... Everything, but... Every arc, he, like, really shines. But this one, like, especially, like... Oh, my hell. From the first moment you... watch him in this arc, like, because they split up, and that's when, like, Whole Cake arc happens, which, we'll get into that in a second, but, finally we get back to Wano, where all the other half of the Straw Hats are, and Zoro's, oh my gosh, just look it up, it is the coolest freaking thing. I know I've showed McCade. But yes, Land of Wano, it's really entertaining. It does have those annoying One Piece bits where I'm just like, oh my hell, freaking go on, like, we've been here all day. But overall, like, with some of the other arcs, it's awesome. I love it. Least favorite is actually kind of a tie. It's between Alabasta and Whole Cake. Just for the same reason that both of them took 500 episodes too long. And I'm going to say Alabasta still wins it for me just because it had Vivi. Vivi's probably my least favorite character out of the entire series. She is the biggest, useless, whiniest person. And I can't stand her, and I am, like, so freaking glad they did not, because I know Straw Hats were like, oh, join our crew, and she considered it, and I was like, I don't know if I could have kept watching if she was on the show. I really don't. Oh my hell, I cannot stand Vivi. And Whole Cake Island, like, it was good, but, like I said, it just lasted way too long. Getting there lasted too long. The conflict once they were there lasted too long. Getting away lasted too long. Like, just wrap it up. wrap it up. We could have spent more time at Thriller Bark, because it was actually good. But no, we had to come here and do this shit. So that would be my least favorite. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Who is your favorite duo?
This one I had trouble with too.
There's a lot of good ones.
But I would say probably it's either gonna be Luffy and Zoro or Chopper and Usopp. Just because, like, you know it's going to be some good fight scenes when it's Zoro and Luffy, and they're always funny because they, like, Zoro gets mad at Luffy for dumb stuff, but then it's usually, like, you know, either way, he's going to be there, like, because he's like, that's my captain, but, you know, he's kind of an idiot.
Yeah. So. Well, there was that exact moment like that in the Wano season, where he just is like, kids going in to like crash this party, and it's not part of their plan, and Luffy's like, he's gonna ruin everything, I'm gonna go stop him, and then Zoro goes, ah, freaking Luffy, he's gonna ruin everything, I'm gonna go stop him. And it's just like, I don't know, it's just funny. It just really shows their friendship. They really do have, like, probably one of the better friendships out of everyone on that show.
Yeah.
And I've always appreciated it. Like, Zoro's also nothing but loyal. And I appreciate that from him. Do you have a least favorite duo?
I would probably say Nami and Usopp, because they're both kind of, well, Usopp's like a scaredy cat, and then Nami's kind of useless, so it's like,
they're both scared and useless.
Both scared and useless, but not even like in a funny way. Like, at least Chopper and Usopp, when they're scared, it's funny, but with, you know, the other way around, you're like, ah, it's not, they're not that funny.
They're not. Mine as well, my least favorite would definitely be Nami and Usopp, because they're just both useless and both scared, and it's just like, what's the point? Like, why do you two keep hanging out with each other?
Yeah.
Like, if I were on that crew and I were completely useless, I would be hanging out with Luffy and Zoro and Brooke and Jinbei and people that could protect me. I would not be like, oh, hey, Usopp, let's partner up.
Yeah.
Because he's not gonna, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I agree with you on that front. Like, they're probably my least favorite duo. My favorite duo was actually a really hard one, because there's a lot of good duos out there, a lot of good, like, captains and their first mates. And I almost put Shanks and Buggy, just because they were such a funny little, like, duo back in their, like, days. When you get those flashbacks, you know, like, that, like, kid brother kind of feel. But I think
excuse me,
what I landed on was Luffy and Law. And I know it's a trio, not a duo, but Luffy, Law, and Kid. Like, just having those three with each other just really is so reminiscent of the days of Luffy, Ace, and Sabo. And, like, that just brings a smile to my face. Just, like, they are, like, they're brothers, you know? Even though Law's like, I can't handle you shitheads.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that would be my favorite duo. Luffy and Law, and if I could add a trio, Luffy, Law, and Kid.
Okay, right on.
Right on. What's your favorite father-son relationship?
This one I had a hard time with too. But I think the one I settled on was Whitebeard and Ace.
Oh, don't break my heart.
Just because I was like, that's a good pair, you know? Because he kind of needed somebody that was, I don't know, like a bit of a hard ass instead of like, I don't know, because he was a bad kid and then turned into like a bad teenager or whatever. And then he ended up being like joining Whitebeard, who was like, I mean, back in the day, he was like the super badass. Like, he's not to say he wasn't a badass later, but like,
He is a badass till the end.
he was like more, he was like chill. But he was also a badass. And so when he was like, oh, I'm not really gonna like put up with, you know, whatever.
Well, and like Luffy, Ace, and Sabo all set out to be captains of their own ship. So like just for Ace to recognize and respect someone, like he really did look up to Whitebeard as a father, and he had daddy issues, understandably. I mean, I think Goldie Roger would have been a terrific dad had he been given the chance, but I do understand that, like, being compared and told your dad's a piece of shit your whole life, like, yeah, you might come to resent him. So, I agree with you slightly on that. I'm just kind of hyping you up because that was a really good one. I'll let you finish up with your least favorite father-son relationship, if you have one.
My least favorite father-son. So it's not really like a father-son, but it's, I guess it would be the three boys, Luffy, Ace, and
Sabo.
Sabo with they weren't pirates,
The
what were they?
bandits.
The bandits, because they were like, they were kind of like in charge of looking after them. And you're like, okay, but then at the same time, I was like, they weren't really, they were like so bad to him that they just eventually like, yeah, we can do better on our own, and just left. I'm like, okay, well, you know, I can't blame these kids because they, you know, they were treated like garbage for so long, and I don't know. But yeah, so that was probably my least favorite.
Again, there's a lot of good father-son relationships. Shanks and Luffy. And you know, it's still a driving force for Luffy this day. Just freaking Law and what's his ass? The Don Flamingo's brother. There's just so many good ones out there. And I had a hard time choosing, so I have another duo. Well, I'll start with my runner-up. My runner-up, if you can call it a father-son relationship, it was kind of, I don't know, weird, was Kairos and Rebecca from the Dessa Rosa arc. Because it really was father and daughter, but she couldn't remember, and that's really emotionally hard for me. But like the whole time, I don't know, it was just sweet that he never gave up on her.
I don't remember this.
Because you're not there yet, because you freaking quit watching.
Oh.
You're still on Luffy's backstory.
For some reason, I was thinking of Alabasta.
No, those two arcs did have the same feel, but Dessa Rosa is really good, and Alabasta is really shit. Anyway, I thought that one was cute, but I think my all-time favorite would just be just Whitebeard in general, because he viewed every one of those crew members as his sons. And like he viewed his entire crew, his armada, because he had multiple ships,
Yeah.
as his family. And you know, so that's why I like slightly agree with you. Is like, yes, I love the father-son relationship between Ace and Whitebeard, but it didn't just stop with him. I mean, even freaking Whitebeard and Blackbeard, like, and that's what makes the betrayal so much worse. It's like, yo, he freaking like took you under his wing and he
Yeah.
loved you like a son, and you just freaking like shit all over him. You know? So, yes, that's right. Like, just Whitebeard and his pirates in general would be my father-son relationship.
Yeah.
If I can be greedy and have all of that, just Whitebeard. All right. The question you've been dying for. Favorite swordsman.
My favorite swordsman on the show. Oh, this one was actually kind of hard because I was like, I'm not going to pick Zoro.
There's so many good ones.
So I ended up settling on Hawkeye Mihawk.
Hawkeye's such a badass. I love him too.
Like the part when he cut a pirate ship in half with a dagger.
I mean,
it's an anime, so you're like, oh, I'm not going to like, you know, it's not realistic, but at the same time, it's super badass.
Yeah, no, just, oh, agreed. Like, Hawkeye's awesome. This one was really hard. There's so many good swordsmen. I love Law. I love Hawkeye. I love freaking Hachi. Like, the list goes on and on.
Well, one that I don't think you picked, because I feel like I know who you picked, but that ghost guy?
Oh, or that...
The zombie guy?
That zombie that's originally a Wano samurai.
That guy was cool,
He too. Was so cool, too. It came down... If you're not allowing me to do double answers... If I can do double answers, my second answer is going to be Brooke, because he...
You can do the double answer, I don't care.
Well, let me finish. So, just Brooke just has such a good style. How did you not see that coming?
Well, I missed it the first
time. I need to stop commentating on your freaking gameplay, but... gosh, where was I? Brooke's got a good style. I love his chilling icy death or whatever, his little legs.
Well, he's like the besides Zoro, he's like the anime swordsman, you know? He does that thing where he's like...
Oh, I've already cut you. Yeah. And yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah, no, and that's how you're introduced to him in Thriller Bark arc is the humming swordsman, yeah. Or the humming blur or something. They just, you can't even see him, he's so quick, and yeah, so if you're allowing me double answers, Brooke, if you're not allowing me double answers, and again, it's hard because there's so many good ones, it's gonna be Law, just because Law's freaking cool. Mm-hmm. The Surgeon of Death? Like, how do you argue with a name like that? Like, that's pretty badass. So, yeah. It's gonna be Law if you don't allow. Don't allow double answers. But, do you have a least favorite swordsman?
I couldn't think of any.
Okay.
To be honest. Yeah, I couldn't think of any bad swordsman that I'm just like, oh, this guy sucked.
Well, and I did have to look up a list for this one, and it does suck because it's like everyone's a swordsman, basically. Even people you wouldn't think are swordsmen. But I'll go first. My least favorite, and I forgot about this MF-er because he doesn't... I don't remember him fighting with swords, but it's Kaku. And if you don't remember him, he's the giraffe MF-er from Impel Down.
Yeah.
Not Impel Down. Shit, what's that Marine
place? Marine Forge? Or Ford?
No, it's not Marine Ford. Where do they go get... Maybe it is Marine Ford. Wherever they go to save Robin. Right after the, right after the, Water 7 arc. Gosh, why can't I remember it? Anyways, it's that guy that turns into a giraffe and then he just annoys me the whole time. But, I mean, one of the coolest fighting scenes, or most hilarious fighting scenes, I should say, come from that, where Zoro has to use Usopp as a sword and Soge King as a sword. And he's over there going, shing, like making all the sword sound effects. Toshigi also kind of annoys me. Just for the fact that she's annoying as hell and I can't handle her because she's...
Yeah.
Thinks she's superior and that pisses me off, but no, it's Kaku. Kaku is so annoying. I can't stand him, but...
The Kohaku River?
No, just Kaku. Anyways, do you want me to move on or?
Yeah, I don't. I can't. Like, none of these people seem familiar. We're
Okay.
looking at pictures on the internet, by the way, in
Well,
case
these
people
two
are.
are like real ass people. Those aren't even
Take a person in
like.
cosplay.
No, I don't even think it's a person in. Is it?
I don't know. Maybe that's the. No, I don't know.
Anyways, okay, so let's move along. Holy shit, is this. Oh, non-can. Oh, that's because they are under the non-canon swordsman.
Oh.
So.
So they're not real
They're
people.
not even.
I mean, they're real people, they're not real characters on the show.
Yes. Okay. Who has the saddest backstory?
I kind of, again, was trying to go against popular opinion.
Dude, just do what your heart tells you.
So I went with Ace because
Yeah.
I felt bad for him as a character because he kind of already gets shit on. Because his dad was like the greatest pirate of all time. And a lot of people had a really negative opinion of him. So he kind of like from before he was born, already had this like negative stigma stuck on him. And then he was just kind of like, well, everybody thinks I'm a piece of shit. I'm just going to be a piece of shit. Basically, and I'm like, oh yeah, that, you know, and then he, like, so from there, like, I just kind of went from there because I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that, but you could argue that Ace's backstory is also Luffy's backstory, which is
Yeah.
exactly where you've stopped in watching.
Like, it goes good, like, you know, there's some backstories that go bad forever, and it's just like years and years of this person's life just being shitty. And I'm like, well, you know, his life started off shitty, and then he got brothers, and it was like, oh, it's, you know, starting to look up. So I just was kind of like, his to me has like the worst, I guess, starting.
Yeah. All right. I'm not doing a like least favorite backstory because I don't. They're all sad is the thing. And this was another hard one because there's so many sad ones. Law has a sad one. Chopper, his is pretty freaking sad too. I mean Luffy's freaking Frankie, like Nami's, I know everyone like pisses their pants at and thinks that's the saddest one, and it's pretty sad, but
Yeah.
I don't know. They're all sad. Even Doflamingo has a sad one. But I'm just gonna be a basic bitch, and I'm gonna say it's Robin. It's Robin's makes me cry like a little bitch the entire time. And what pisses me off more is she is her mom is a piece of shit. And I hate her mother. I absolutely hate her mother. I don't. Oh my hell.
Yeah.
Why on God's green earth would you pick books over your daughter? Like, I get that knowledge is power and we need to save the library, but that fucking island was burning. And instead of escaping with her daughter, she's like, oh, let's throw these books into the sea. So they can
Yeah.
also be lost forever. Like, Robin's kills me. And then just to have Robin just be this gloomy, depressed person until Luffy comes along, and even half the time she's with Luffy, she's gloomy and depressed. But so I'm basic. I went with Robin. Let's get into favorite ships. Do you have a favorite ship?
I liked two ships again. Hard to choose just one, but I like Whitebeard's giant whale ship.
The Moby Dick.
Yeah, because it was really cool looking, and it was just like badass when that, because it's so big, and it just like when it pulls up to the fight, and it just like dwarfs everything.
Yeah.
Like that's pretty cool. That's pretty hardcore. And then my other one that I really like was Laws. So
Oh,
like
his submarine.
he's got a submarine, and so he can just kind of like go where he wants, and it's not like, oh, here comes a pirate ship. They're just like, do you guys hear that? What is that? What's that freaking noise?
Yeah.
So
Do you have a least favorite ship?
least favorite ship, Aces.
I don't even remember what a ship looks
It's just
like.
like a little dinghy. It's not even a pirate. It's like,
That's just when he went on a solo trip to find Blackbeard.
yeah, that's my least favorite.
Okay. Again, I'm basic, but my all-time favorite ship is obviously the Sunny. It's so freaking cool. It has an aquarium so they can catch fish and put it in there, and then hello food storage for when food gets low, like, which is always because it's freaking
Yeah,
Luffy.
and you're pirates.
Yeah, and my least favorite ship is the Going Merry. I hated that ship from day one. I thought it was a piece of shit. I did not like shed a single tear when they had to burn that bitch down, because I was like, freaking good riddance, bad rubbish. Like, just the steering wheel. You had to stand in the kitchen and look out the door. Like, who designed that ship?
A girl?
Piece of shit. Piece of
Not
shit.
sorry, that was terrible. That probably made people think I'm
Oh.
sexist. No, there was a girl that gave him the ship, and so I was trying to be like, oh yeah, she made it, but I don't think she made it. She had like
Kyra? Is her name Kyra?
Kaya.
Kaya. Then I just wrote down some, but I don't even know if I can really answer them. Your favorite line of the show is the worm's butthole.
Yeah. Is it a worm or a snake?
It's a worm. Pretty sure it's a worm.
Can't remember.
We gotta find this thing's butthole and fast. My favorite line would be Zoro's first line. So he did make the list. I'm not ashamed about this. This is seriously my favorite line. I fell in love with the man at this line where Luffy's like, so you're like trying to get Zoro to join, unties him from his little post. Zoro gets his sword, runs up, and like blocks Luffy from all these Marines, and says, and this might be a mistranslation, but I'm just gonna say it the way I heard it the first time. Or I guess the second time, because four kids. But I guess I'll join you since I've officially fucked with the Marines. Well, I'm just like, oh, hell yeah. So that was my favorite line. I don't really have a least favorite line, though.
I don't.
I can't think of any.
Nobody in the show, and I'm gonna say this, like, it's an anime trope, and it bugs me sometimes. We make fun of them all the time. But, like, there's certain times where people say a line, and it's usually a line that gets said a million times in the show, and by the time it's over, it's just like, this line is such shit, and you literally go to it, you know, like.
Oh, now I got a fire in my belly. Is
Yeah,
that what
like
you're referring
pretty
to?
much whenever it's like somebody's catchphrase of like shit's about to get real and you're like, oh, because I feel like I should be like pumped. I should be losing my mind. My pants should be really tight right now. Like,
You don't get like that when Luffy screams, I'm gonna be king of the pirates.
no, well, it doesn't bug me. Like, I mean, oh, sorry. I was going back to what's annoying, but yeah, I don't know. It's just like nobody on the show has a line that I'm just like, oh my hell, I cannot take this. You know, this is driving me crazy. Because nobody, like, they yell their attacks, but nobody's attack, like, Zoro's attacks are kind of
I don't
ridiculous.
understand his, but that's fine.
But, I mean, at the same time, I'm like, okay, well, at least nobody's got, like, a, I don't know, like, I guess least favorite, like, there's some stupid laughs on the show.
I think that'd be the things. I hate the laughs. Can we just laugh normally? Why do we all have
Yeah.
to have like a unique? So there's a trend on TikTok. A is for, and then you just like insert something from whatever fandom.
Yeah.
There is one dedicated to the entire
Oh,
different
yeah.
One Piece laughs.
I think I was laying in bed with you when
Oh
you were watching it, and I
gosh.
was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's I'm pissed about it. I'm very much upset that this exists.
Well, because some of them are really dumb, and some of them you're like, oh, that's, you know, that's,
Oh!
that could be a normal laugh, but then some of them you're like, Like, at least Blackbeard sounds like a laugh, even though he starts with a Z.
Yeah.
I'm like, ah,
But then you get,
it's.
like, Gero Shishishi was one of the dumber ones. But then I imagine Robin just crying in a boat, just going, Gero Shishishi, trying to smile, because that's what she. Groggy? Was that what
I
her.
can't.
I can't
That
remember.
sounds about right, though.
Was telling her to just always smile and keep laughing, and she's just sobbing because everyone she knows and loves is fucking dead. And she's just trying to laugh it off, but she's just sitting there crying. Oh, gosh. We can't get into Robin's backstory right now. We're quickly running out of time. Do you have a favorite devil fruit? This one's really hard, so I don't know if I can answer it.
No, I don't really have a favorite. Like, there's some that I think are badass. Like, Smoker's is cool. Luffy's is. A
Luffy's is
lot of
actually
them.
kind of dumb, and I really appreciate that.
That's the thing,
Like,
is some of them are so dumb, but the way that the person uses them makes it
that's what it comes
good.
down to, is how it's used rather than what it is, I think.
Yeah.
It's not the size of the boat, it's how you use it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree. I wrote that one down and then immediately was like, I can't answer this because even the dumbest ones can be cool. Who has I?
I
Because I've watched
can't.
some, I'm like, that's such a useless devil fruit, but then I'm like, well, oh, and something that's really fucking cool is because there's two characters, two devil fruits we've already seen now being reused in like a flashback. And so it's just really interesting to see we had number two's face swapping ability and Barto's shield ability. And those are in some flashbacks in the line of Wano. And it's just so freaking cool to see, like, hey, here's where they were previously.
Yeah.
So that was pretty exciting. And that kind of does go back because the guy who uses a shield ability, it's just a shield, nothing more. And Barto puts a shield around his fist and then super punches. It makes his punches harder. You know, like he's figured out a way to make that. I don't know if I'm saying his name right, but he's figured out a way to make that ability cool. And like Luffy, I can stretch my arm. You know, Mr. Incredible and Plastic Man, not my favorite characters, kind of lame, but Luffy, freaking dope.
Yeah, well, I was kind of thinking, I was like, well, what? And this didn't have a question. It was just kind of me going, oh, this is what I like. Who would I like to see more of or whatever coming up? And I know like they're going to eventually at some point. But I'm like, you know what? I want to see more of spoilers, I guess, of Luffy's dad. I'm like,
Dragon.
because like the dude sounds like a badass, and all you've really seen of him is like a flash here and there, and then you'll hear like people go, oh no way, that's your dad, awesome. And you're just like, yeah, I want to see that. I want to see how badass his dad is. Like,
Well, and this might piss you off to hear, but a good father-son relationship is Dragon and Sabo. And that kind of breaks your heart because you're like, he should be being a good dad to Luffy, but he's being a good dad to Sabo because he's with Sabo and not Luffy, so.
yeah, maybe he made a promise or something to Luffy's mom. Like, oh, I'm never gonna, like, you can't put our kid in this life. And he's like,
Yeah.
yeah, I promise I'll never will. And then she died or something, you know? And then he's like, well, I made a promise, so I'm never gonna do that. But this is his best friend, so maybe he'll help him out at some
He didn't
point.
know it was his best friend until Ace died. So, yeah, the whole I don't want to force One Piece on people because I understand why no one would want to watch it because it is longer than shit. But I need other people to watch it so I have someone to talk to about it, and that's why I need you to get freaking caught up so we can like rave and obsess about how cool the newest season is. So, I don't know. I don't force things on people. I'm a little bit pissed that I have to go through and watch all the stupid Marvel movies because I don't want to. I don't
No,
enjoy them.
nobody's forcing you. There's nobody gives a shit if you don't watch
Kate
them.
could, because I decided I don't ever get time to myself. I don't ever get time to just sit down and watch TV. Why am I making myself watch movies I don't want to watch? I don't like Marvel.
Well, that's what's so funny. Like, because we basically had a whole episode dedicated to this. Because I was talking to somebody, I can't remember, but I was like, talking about a movie. And I'm like, yeah, my wife doesn't like to watch movies, so I haven't watched, like, these movies. And then I have to counter with, like, well, I don't like to watch TV. But, like, I like to watch TV. I just don't like to watch TV like I used to. I don't know if that's the best way to put it. Like,
well, and it's not that I don't like movies. I don't know. I would just rather watch. I don't get time to sit and watch anything. So, like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It's not that I hate movies. I just.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, it's like, I don't know. It's same thing. I'm just like, I feel like what killed it in me was Game of Thrones. Like, Game of Thrones is like the last TV show that I remember binging. And then afterwards, I'm like, I'm done. I'm not binging anything. Until My Hero. And then I watched. And then I made the conscious choice. Like, I'm watching this to the end. I'm in a hurry. And put in, how many seasons was I behind? Four seasons?
I think so.
I'm like, I'm going to watch these four seasons real fast.
And I think what killed it for me as far as movies was Avengers. The first Avengers movie. Because it sucked and it disappointed me. And I just realized there was a time when I kept going to the theater and kept getting disappointed. So.
We didn't see that in the theater though.
We saw Avengers, the first Avengers.
I didn't see it in the theater.
I did.
I didn't see it till it was on DVD.
Oh, I saw it in the theater. That was
like our first Christmas. So.
Then maybe it came out before. I watched that in the theater. So maybe that came. When did that come out?
It had to be 2011. 2000 and. Yeah. Either 2000. I'm going to say May 2011.
I'm going to argue it might have been 2009, 2010. Because I know.
When did the first Avengers movie come out? The Avengers, May 4th, 2012.
2012. I remember seeing that in theater. But I would have gone with you at that point. But no, I remember seeing that one in theater. And just being disappointed. Wait. Maybe I'm thinking of. When's the first time all four of them meet? Hulk, Iron Man.
The Avengers.
That's the Avengers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that really took it out of me. All right, this podcast has ran on this episode. I always do that. Fuck, I'm from Utah. I'm Panda.
I'm Brady.
And hopefully we'll be here next time. Bye.
And we love you.
Special thank you to Brady for doing the sound effects for this episode.